The Broadway Business District in downtown Green Bay looks significantly different today than it did 15 years ago, according to Lieutenant Bill Bongle of the Green Bay Police Department.
Broadway was a neighborhood that was considered depressed, lost. You can picture images of individuals passed out in puddles of urine on the sidewalk, high degree of alcoholism, a high degree of alcohol abuse, and a lot of visible signs relating to that.
Lieutenant Bongle and his police partner set about making some sweeping changes, including implementing a no-serve list for chronic abusers of alcohol.
There was a small group of individuals who were accounting for a large amount of the criminal and just behavioral activity in the neighborhood.
Lieutenant Bongle says the no-serve list, along with other efforts, has led to a 90% reduction in rescue calls and similar decrease in disorderly misconduct in the Broadway district. Based on successful results in Green Bay, Madison Alderman Michael Schumacher is proposing a no-serve law in his city. He says the law would apply only to habitually intoxicated persons who have needed repeated treatment or been convicted of crimes multiple times.
The process is that the retail clerk would get, on a regular basis, updated pictures and names, and when they identify that person coming into the store, they could not serve them any alcohol. They could buy anything else except liquor.
Schumacher is hoping that by cutting supply to the problematic few, they'll help curb aggressive panhandling, disorderly conduct, and help ease the strains on city services. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.